Anayam Murgan migrated to Australia from Fiji in 1975. The former teacher and law clerk has worked with Hindu temple organisations in Western Sydney ever since. The Fijian Indian Australian says he is motivated by his religion and a sense of community.
My father used to go to the temple over there in my country, so I used to go with them. So I had the same thing in my blood. So when I came over, I joined the temple, and I was proud to do all those sorts of things.
Mr. Murgan is one of 895 people recognised on this year's Australia Day Honours list. The list is comprised of Australians across a wide range of professions and industries from all states and territories. Mr. Murgan is a marriage celebrant and has also established senior citizens groups for Indian Australians. He says being awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia for service to the Indian community is a huge privilege.
I am very excited to receive this message from the Governor General. I am very happy that my hard work paid off.
Several sports stars have been honoured on this year's list. Former champion swimmers Shane Gould and Susie O'Neill have been recognised, along with golfer Carrie Webb and cricketer Belinda Clark. Former number one tennis player Yvonne Goolagong Cawley has been honoured for her work as a supporter and advocate for the health, education and well-being of young Indigenous people and as a role model. Dr. Helen Zoki has been appointed an officer of the Order of Australia for her social justice service. The Oxfam CEO previously worked in the health sector and is Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner with the Human Rights Commission. Dr. Zoki has travelled the globe, something she says has allowed her to live out her sense of duty towards others.
I think it's about being true to what you want to achieve in your life, but also putting the filter on it that it shouldn't be just about self-interest. It should be making a contribution in one way or the other.
Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal isn't taking his honour for granted. The Melbourne-based general practitioner was brutally bashed 10 years ago after an AFL grand final in a random attack. The resilient 57-year-old says he is more determined now than ever.
I love working with people and I love bringing people together. I love making a difference, whether it's in someone's individual life, whether it's a more organisational level in our local practice, in our local community. Obviously, across the state, we've done work in the past, nationally and ultimately internationally with my world medical role.
The former Australian Medical Association president has been appointed the highest honour, a companion of the order, for his distinguished national and international roles in the profession. Dr. Haikerwal says he's extremely grateful for the honour.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity to participate in Australia's wonderful society. My wife and I and the family have benefited greatly from the way in which we've been welcomed and been allowed to work in and flourish in the area. I think that Australia is a great place to live, a great place to cherish and to grow.